It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world, even if you don't really want to hear it. Today is Thursday, October 11th. I'm Jay Gabler, and this is a dramatic reading from Leonard Cohen's new poetry book. Kanye West is not Picasso. I am Picasso. Kanye West is not Edison. I am Edison. I am Tesla. Jay-Z is not the Dylan of anything. I am the Dylan of anything. I am the Kanye West of Kanye West. A reading from a poem by Leonard Cohen.
And this is Jade with Weirdly. More Kanye West news? We'll talk about all the celebrities that swung into the White House today.
But first, a few more of today's music headlines. A federal appeals court has ruled that Lynyrd Skynyrd's former drummer Artemis Pyle has the right to release a movie about the band's 1977 plane crash.
Members of the Lynyrd Skynyrd band died in the crash near Macomb last night. Ronnie Van Zandt was the leader. He was one of the six killed in the wreck.
Pyle was one of 20 passengers who survived that crash. So Artemis Pyle's former bandmates have been trying to block this film, saying, listen, we all signed this consent decree in 1987, agreeing that essentially we all have to agree if anything's going to happen involving the band's name or story. But Artemis Pyle says, listen, this is my story. And this appeals court agrees that maybe he doesn't have the right to release a movie specifically about Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he can tell his story, which of course involves his years in the band. So it looks like that movie is now planned to come out next summer. So you might have noticed Genius annotations and song lyrics popping up in your Spotify player if you're a Spotify user. And now lyrics from Genius, but not annotations, will also appear on Apple Music.
Ooh, I see, I'm a big lyrics person, so I actually love that. I don't really know the whys of it, but I'm very happy with the fact that it exists. So why are they going to be popping up?
There's a new partnership between Apple Music and Genius, and this will definitely be a point for Apple Music in your book if you're a big lyrics fan, because although Apple Music is not going to have all the annotations that you get on Spotify, they're going to have lyrics for thousands of songs, more songs than you can find lyrics for on Spotify. And also Apple Music is now the official player of Genius. So when you're on the Genius website and you want to hit play on a song, you're going to be listening to Apple Music.
So does that mean Spotify is going to be slowly sort of kicked out of the Genius song lyrics world?
At this point, Genius is cooperating with both services. Whether, you know, they'll eventually force Genius to drop one or the other, or whether Genius can just be friends with everyone, I guess we'll find out. It'll take a genius to figure it out. So the CMTs have announced that their annual Artists of the Year Awards will honor exclusively women this year.
Yes.
That's what you said. And what Loretta Lynn said is, it's about dadgum time.
Love Loretta Lynn.
Best quote of the day. She will be one of next Wednesday's honorees, along with Kimberly Schlottman and Karen Fairchild, both of Little Big Town, Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum, Maren Morris, and Kelsey Ballerini. And this is cool. When Lynn is honored, there'll be a speech delivered by Sissy Spacek, who won an Oscar for playing Loretta Lynn in Coal Miner's Daughter. And Loretta Lynn actually has a new song called, appropriately, Wouldn't It Be Great?
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? Hey, wouldn't that be great?
Today was a busy day at the White House. And yes, that means that there was bills being signed into law. But also, it was just celebrities stopping by all day long.
Pretty much the people who are down with President Trump.
Yeah, it was, you know, his two most visible supporters in the music community. That would be Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Kid Rock was there. But they were also there alongside Sam Moore of Sam and Dave, country singer John Rich, and the Doobie Brothers. Jeff Skunk Baxter was on hand. Yeah, and President Trump called this a milestone that would close loopholes in copyright law and help music creators get paid.
I'm thrilled to welcome all of you to the White House today and the signing of the Hatch-Goodlatte Music Modernization Act. This is a landmark bill. They've been looking for it for many, many years to protect the intellectual property and creative genius of America's incredible musicians.
Trump said to the crowd in the Oval Office, they were treated very unfairly. They're not going to be treated unfairly anymore, which is true. This is something that's been kind of echoed by many music industry leaders. They're all pretty happy that this law is finally being signed. One of those people, Chris Harrison, the CEO of DEMA, which is the Digital Media Association, he said, this historic legislation has been a decade in the making. DEMA and its streaming member companies are proud to have spearheaded this process from start to finish. Working together with our industry partners and lawmakers, we believe the creation of a new modern system will provide better clarity and benefit publishers, songwriters, artists, record labels, and digital service. So making everybody happy, that was kind of the deal of the day at the White House. And, you know, it's been highlighted. People were kind of tweeting what was going to happen. Kanye West was supposed to be there, and he wasn't there for the signing of the bill, but he did stop by. And it seems kind of like maybe he was there to talk to President Trump about some of the ideas that have just been brewing inside of his head. I don't really know. There are many choice quotes from this conversation. Some of them include replacing Air Force One with an I-plane one.
This right here is the I-plane one. It's a hydrogen-powered airplane, and this is what our president should be flying in. Look at this shirt.
We'll get rid of Air Force One. Can we get rid of Air Force One?
Also, he praised Trump's male energy. He gave a shout out to Ralph Lauren. He made a promise not to run against Trump in 2020. There is a lot to digest from this conversation.
You know, I feel like people keep asking Kanye West. I'm sure a lot of people from across the hip hop world, a lot of members of the African American community keep asking him, why do you support President Trump? Because a lot of them support the Democratic Party instead and don't support Trump's policies. And Kanye just seems to be trying to explain himself in a million different ways. I feel like this whole Saturday Night Live thing was just like one super convoluted explanation. His Oval Office speech was another explanation. And he just keeps coming at it from a bunch of different ways. And in his head, it all makes sense. Does it make sense to the rest of the world?
You can decide for yourself. Maybe you and Kanye are on the exact same wavelength. You can find the video in its full extent over at thecurrent.org/musicnews.
So when Alessia Cara won Best New Artist at the Grammys this year after having a massive hit with Stay, people were excited. Alessia Cara, she's great. But they were also a little confused because her debut album, on a major label no less, came out in 2015. So what exactly counts for the Grammys as a Best New Artist?
Yeah, I recently saw this come up because people said that Cardi B is excluded from being considered a new artist. And I thought for sure she was a shoo-in for it this year.
Yeah, totally. So with the nominations coming up on December 5th, which is still a little ways away, but you know, in the music world, you start placing your odds early. Billboard did a dive into what exactly counts as a best new artist according to the Grammys. And it turns out it is incredibly complicated. A VP at the Recording Academy said it's probably our most rule-heavy category. So here is Billboard explaining the technical requirements for being a Best New Artist contender. An artist, duo, or group must have released a minimum of 5 singles tracks or one album defined as an EP of 5 tracks or more by the close of the qualifying year, and no more than 30 singles / tracks or 3 albums over their career. Got that?
Okay. I'm trying. That feels like a lot. That feels like that should be all of the rules, but there are more.
But there are more. So Cardi B is out because she was previously nominated for a Grammy as a performer. So according to the Grammys, not new anymore.
Oh.
Here's another huge artist who you probably never heard of before this year, Post Malone. Also probably out because of another rule that forbids an artist having, quote, come to prominence in a previous year. In what way did Post Malone come to prominence? I don't know. Who decides? The Recording Academy, ultimately.
Yeah, and what does that prominence even mean? Does that mean, like, you're featured in a major magazine? Even though there are a lot of rules, they feel very wishy-washy.
Camila Cabello, probably also ineligible because she used to be in Fifth Harmony. So, fair, yes. You would certainly call being in Fifth Harmony having come to prominence. But shouldn't she also be eligible as a solo artist? So who does that leave? Who can make the cut for this year's Best New Artists? So names that are being thrown around include Billie Eilish, Greta Van Fleet, Dua Lipa, Ella Mai, and EDM foodstuff Marshmello.
I feel like Marshmello's been around forever. I would disqualify Marshmello for sure. Allow Cardi B to come into the mix.
I feel like every day when I look at all the music news headlines and just think about what we're going to talk about, every other headline is about Marshmello. And there he is with his big Marshmello head. If anyone has come to prominence, it is certainly him. But did he come to prominence before 2018?
Your daily Marshmello news.
We're going to get to the bottom of
it. Current news.
So Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan have released a new song. It's a collaboration called 1999, and it's about 1999, which is good because, you know, there's a certain other song called 1999 that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Prince just did that one.
But that song came out before 1999, so it was kind of about this theoretical 1999, whereas the Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan jam is actually about what happened in the actual year of 1999 and how they want to go back to it. I just wanna go back to 1999. And there's a new video out for the song. It's our viral clip of the day. It is fantastic.
It's everything that I love. I feel like I want to be best friends with the two of them, and I want to be living in this dream world fantasy of what 1999 was with them.
Watching this video, you watch Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan recreate the iconic railing scene from Titanic. Charlie XCX becomes all five Spice Girls. Troye Sivan becomes JT, circa NSYNC.
Even with the curly hair?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. References to The Matrix, American Beauty. They become Marilyn Manson and Rose McGowan. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that dress. I feel like it's been sort of burned into my brain.
It's back now. And, of course, The Sims. Do you know who won the Grammy for Best New Artist in 1999?
Britney Spears?
Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Good year.
That's a great year.
Great year. Well, that's today's music news. You can watch that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
See you at dinner.
Yeah, I'll see you at dinner.